Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today's show is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis hosting the John Williams Show.
Anna DeVlantis in for King John, 11:35 this Monday. A lot more ahead here on WGN, but right now we have the honor of John Calamos, the founder and chairman of Calamos Investments, stepping into the studio here to talk with us. How are you, sir? How are you doing, John?
Just fine, Anna. Good to be here.
And I'm glad you're here. And, you know, one of the things I do want to talk to you about, as a decorated veteran yourself, an Air Force vet who flew in combat in Vietnam, tell me about Veterans Day. I know you did some things. You're very philanthropic when it comes to veterans' causes. But just being a veteran and what it means to you, and say a few words about that, if you will, please.
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, I became actually a veteran and joined the military through ROTC. I had the very great experience to go to Illinois Tech here in Chicago. And really, I was the first of my family to go to college. Neither my mother or father actually finished high school. Huh. So it was a great experience at Illinois Tech. And when I studied the history of Western civilization and the history of the United States. And then I heard a speech by John F. Kennedy where he said, "Don't ask what your country can do for you. Do what you can do for your country." And that was very influential. So I joined ROTC at Illinois Tech, and that got me into the military to really protect our freedom. Huh. That's what it was all about. And it was a very good experience.
It's amazing how just moments like that can shape a young person's life. And we have to remember that, yes, as adults, because we words are powerful, and just exposure is very powerful, too. You turned around and were in Vietnam, decorated war veteran, who came home to not a hero's welcome, like so many we talk about with the Vietnam War. But since then, we've come to respect and understand a little more about our veterans, and hopefully connect and provide opportunities for them. Calamos Investments is involved with that, too. You do a lot of philanthropy, and I know that veterans' causes are important to you. Speak a little bit about that, too, about, you know, how we can help our vets, what it is you are doing.
Yeah, well, one of the things we do, obviously, if we could hire some of our veterans, we do that. But we've also done, we support the troops through the Support Our Troops America through Naperville-based nonprofit. So that includes, you know, really helping them and assisting them. We've hosted a charity repelling event at Hotel Arista on our campus, and we've provided at Calamos Investments hangar at DuPage Airport the DuPage Veterans Foundation to host honor flight fundraisers to support many flights for World War II and Korea War era veterans. So we've been a proud sponsor of the DuPage Veterans Foundation, and we've also done, as maybe John Kadunas mentioned, we support the SEAL Future Foundation, we'll host events like that. We've hosted several events at the Hellenic Museum on that.
Speaking of events, you were just at a really important one in Washington, D.C. I saw a lot of dignitaries come out there to recommend the Courage Award, which is named for you, the Calamos Award. Also, Zelensky was honored this year, I saw, for his courage in fighting for freedom.
Right. That's an annual event they do in Washington, D.C. It's through the Oki Day Foundation, which celebrates the modern heroes of freedom and democracy. What I did was I have what we call the a Calamos Award for Vietnam veterans, and they honored me as a Vietnam veteran, so I wanted to make sure additional Vietnam veterans would be honored. So we have the Vietnamese Calamos Award, Service Award, and then What we've done with that is we also celebrate those awards at the National Hellenic Museum as well. So it's really it was really a terrific event. It's right in Washington, D.C., Memorial Day celebration there. So it's very, very good.
It's a great salute to our veterans, for sure. I do want to get into your investment outlook, because to have access to someone like you, John Kalamos, is something that I don't want to go a missed opportunity in terms of trying to understand the big picture. But the other thing I just want to ask you on the subject of veterans is you were able to navigate very well the transition to civilian life. And I'm sure there are things about your military service that you applied to the business world even. I'd like to hear about that. You do see that the other side of the story happens too, where our veterans come back and do not find that transition to be all that easy.
It really was. My military experience I hold very, very dear to me. It's very important. You know, I grew up in Chicago. I think I flew one commercial flight once, was in a little airplane just once, and then I'm sent to pilot training. And in 1 year, I've gone from hardly being in an airplane to flying supersonic jets in formation. And you talk about a focus, really, to have that kind of a focus, to learn that was really, really experience. And then the rest of my military, obviously, being in Vietnam and also in the military, it's all about leadership and camaraderie and how you work and protect each other in that. And my experience in Vietnam was I was a forward air controller, and our job was to help the guys on the ground. So we would control airstrikes and do that. So having that experience and focusing on missions like that really helped me from a business point of view. So coming out of military service on active duty, I ended up going into the investment business, which I always had an interest in.
Which has worked out very well for you, John, by the way.
But like I tell people, it's the same as flying an airplane. You better do your homework before you take off. And it's all about managing risk. How do you manage risk well? And so the parallels are right there.
Multi-billion-dollar investment company. You have grown here in the Chicago area. Naperville has been your long-term home, but now you're building out these glorious glorious building and offices in the West Loop, the Fulton Market. There, your name is out there. I think, John, it's incredible to see the growth.
Full circle, because we had an office right here on Michigan Avenue when we first started back in the 70s. So,
you started downtown.
Oh yeah, started downtown. So,
And you built the whole thing, starting with investments, and again, that early curiosity as we think as parents how we can impact young people. You grew up above the grocery store that your parents ran here in Chicago, and you begged your mom, the story goes, to take a look at some investment papers or something and make a few early investments, or you were pretty young.
Yeah, I was a teenager then, and really got me interested in stocks and that, and so I invested. She allowed me to invest some of their money into that, and that kind of got my interest in it. And so,
well, when you tripled it, I think she was okay with that, right? Then she's like, you know what, this kid, he's going to be okay.
I managed that for all their lives. Yeah, that was their
nest egg, their retirement.
Their nest egg, exactly.
More with John Kalamos, the founder and chairman of Kalamos Investments, in a moment here. John, I do want to get your outlook, because you have this depth of experience over many decades of being in the investment world. We're going to pause for a second, but I was happy to see when I went to your website at kalamos.com, you post your outlook, which I always find very interesting, because you touch on all the various points, and it's very rational the way you do it. There's never any scare stuff in there. It's just laying out the facts, and I appreciate that straightforward approach that you take. But I did, and you tell me if I'm wrong when we come back here, I got a glimpse of positivity from you, from your outlook this time, and I was darn happy to see that. But I do want to have you weigh in a little more in depth in just a moment. More with John Kalamos here on WGN, coming up.
We're back with more financial insights from Kalamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis.
Anna in for King John today, and we are fortunate enough to have John Kalamos himself here in the studio with us, the founder and chairman of Kalamos Investments based here in Naperville, and also their new offices in the West Loop. John, how's that coming along? The building is just beautiful. You guys going to be coming back to work soon?
Yeah, they're in there. We're back to work there. So, yeah, it's working out very, very well.
Nice. I know that you said that that was a recruiting technique, too, because the West Loop is so hot and that a lot of younger workers in particular, they want to be there.
They want to be downtown here, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a nice balance for us. We have our headquarters in Naperville, but we have a nice, very nice office here in Chicago.
I'll say, if you walk around the West Loop, you'll see the big Kalamos sign up there, and it's it looks like a very beautiful building. Very, very beautiful. Okay, I want to get to this, because your years in investment and your success in the investment world always lead me to say, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to see what you have to say, especially at times like this, which are very uncertain. I think a lot of people are looking at inflation. They're looking at the cost of goods. They're looking at their 401ks.
Right.
They're looking at their nest eggs. And they're trying to say, even the job picture, I think people are nervous about all of the above. And I think people are wondering, what's around the corner? What can we expect? The best of our ability to try to prepare for everything. And I saw what you posted on Kalamos.com here. And I sensed a little bit of glimmer of positivity in what you said. And I'd like to ask you to elaborate. Let me just read this part. The Fed will slow, if not pause. Inflation will reverse. And the climate will turn positive for equities, you believe. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, let me just give you a bit of a perspective on that. Again, my studying at Illinois Tech was very influenced for me joining the military, but also in the business, because the study of Western civilization and how that was created was really important. And it really inspired me. I took up finance and business, but I also studied philosophy and history. And that was the background for my interest in finance. Because when I studied the history of Western civilization over centuries, that the market is the pulse of what is going on in our society.
So true.
Yeah, the markets are reacting to fiscal policies and Fed policy, not only in our country, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The midterm election is a good example. How will the future fiscal policy change what's going forward? And it's very difficult to make that, like, you know exactly what's going to happen. You don't know. And, you know, I tell investors for many, many years, you got to think long term. You can't just think, oh, next week, next month. So that uncertainty will continue to cause volatility. And also the Fed policy on interest rates will also be an important factor for future growth, as my statement that you read earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The current environment is very different than the past. We're coming out of many years of the lowest interest rates we've ever seen. From an investor perspective, the old 60-40 asset allocation may be returning. Interest rates are rising as Fed policy is trying to dampen inflation. In addition, fiscal policy is uncertain with the results of the mid-year election still in play.
Mm-hmm.
To remember, fiscal policy, what they did to energy, it caused a lot of the inflation we're seeing. And all the spending they're doing is causing a lot of inflation. So with these volatile markets, we do see opportunities, and that's why we've developed many alternative strategies over the years. Lately, some of our strategies, our long-short strategy, hedged equity, market neutral, provides investors with opportunities in these volatile times. So it's a very different world, but we need to adapt to that world. So also from the valuation perspective, a lot of talk about what's going on, where are there opportunities from a valuation thing from investing. We see small cap stocks very undervalued in here, as well as emerging markets undervalued. So those are opportunities in this market. But it's not just buying the market. It's a stock picker's market. We have to be very focused on that. And even in the growth area, We want growth stocks at a reasonable price, not any price, just because they who they are. So again, it's always been a difficult market. It continues to be a very difficult market with all the uncertainty that's out there.
I'll say, and I know we're going to get into more of those opportunities later on with Matt Freund from the Calamos team. He's going to dig in a little bit more for people who are looking for these opportunities and unsure about where they exist. So we will get into that. If you can, just big picture again, because again, I'm happy to have the exposure for us and our listeners with someone like you. Do you see this being a long-term painful time? Is this I don't even care if we're in a recession yet or not, but how long is this kind of thing going to last, where we have inflation and this price issues and the layoffs and that kind of thing?
Again, it's really hard to predict that over the very long term without making an assumption about what's going to happen with fiscal policy. I've seen this over many years, as you point out. When Reagan was our president, he did spend more money, but what did he do? He increased revenue. So you have a government that's spending more money. Are they going to be able to increase revenue? Well, how did he increase revenue? He lowered taxes, lowered regulations to increase revenue. It's kind of like thinking about it like a business. You better not put in a lot of debt unless you increase your revenue to pay for that. So those are the things we're concerned about. Hey, what's going to happen? Hopefully with more of a gridlock Congress, that will be a positive looking forward, so the government doesn't get out of control by too much regulation and too much more spending.
Aren't we doing the 87,000 IRS agents? Isn't that how we're finding revenue? Is that the plan?
Yeah, how many military are we hiring, though?
Uh-huh.
So investment themes.
Oh, I see.
Investment themes are very important. So here we have, we're putting all that money into the IRS agents, but if we want to be a powerful nation to keep the world free, we need to have a strong military. So hopefully we increase the military spending.
Okay, so can you tell us anything positive about getting through this, having been somebody who has gotten through a lot more than this, as a war veteran for sure, but as also just as an investment professional and expert for so many years?
Yeah. Well, I think from an investment perspective, I think that's really, even from when I started in the 70s and all, we have to think about what's working at the time that we're in there. And that's why we're so focused on many alternative investments in this area that we are. It's not just buying the market. You've got to be very specific on what you're buying and really adapt to the environment that we're finding ourselves in.
The money's flowing somewhere, and we're going to get a little more into that with Matt from your team at Calamos. John Calamos, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for what you do for our community as well, and the amount that you give back with Calamos Investments. And we look forward to seeing you around here more. But thank you.
Thank you, Anna.